Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Pelshia, moderator for the conference call. Welcome to HMA Agro Industries Limited Q2 2024-2025 financial results conference call. As a reminder, all participants will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Nikhil Sundrani. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I warmly welcome all our esteemed investors, analysts, and stakeholders to this investor call. It is always a pleasure to connect with you and share the progress and performance of the company. Today's call holds special significance as we present the financial performance of our company for the quarter and half-year ended 30th of September 2024. This period has been truly remarkable for us, marked not only by the steady financial growth but also by the significant achievements that reflect our commitment to excellence and sustained progress. As a company, we continue to navigate a dynamic and challenging environment with resilience, innovation, and strategic focus. Our unwavering dedication to the strengthening operations, expanding capacity, and enhancing our market presence has allowed us to achieve new milestones, making this quarter particularly noteworthy. However, while I refrain from discussing specific numbers at this point, I assure that the figures we are about to share reflect the hard work and collective efforts of our teams across all levels. For an in-depth perspective on our financial performance, I am pleased to hand over the call to our esteemed Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Gulzaire Ahmed. He will provide you with a detailed presentation of the financial results, key highlights, and insights into the growth trajectory of our company. Once again, I extend my gratitude to all of you for continued support and trust in HMA Agro Industries Limited. I hope you find today's sessions both insightful and informative. Over to you, Mr. Ahmed.
Thank you, Nikhil. Very good afternoon to all esteemed investors and stakeholders present today on this conference call. It is my pleasure to present the financial performance of HMA Agro Industries Limited for the quarter two and the half yearly ended on September 30th, 2024. I will provide you a brief overview of our key financial figures, compare them with the previous quarter, and highlight the progress we have made. I am pleased to share the financial results of HMA Agro Industries Limited for the quarter two. This quarter has been a significant for us, not only in terms of the financial performance, but also because of the several key milestones that reflect our growth and position in the market. Let's talk about the quarter performance. If we talk about the Q2, the revenue of company standalone is 1,366.6 crore we have made for the September 30th closing quarter. And this is the robust growth that we have made if we compare this from our last quarter. In the first quarter, the revenue has generated by the company is 693.9 crore. Compared to the last year, the revenue in the second quarter was 1180 crore rupees. If we talk about the other direct income, in this quarter, company has made 11 crore direct income. And in the previous quarter, the direct income has been generated by the company is 9 crore. If we talk about the half-yearly performance overview for this year and last year, till September 30, 2024, we have reported a revenue of 2,060.5 crore rupees. On the other hand, in the last half year, the revenue is 2,131.6 crore. There is a small difference between the half yearly. and we are hoping a good comeback in the rest two quarters. Let's talk about the future growth and the current outlook. We are expanding our presence in untapped market. We are exploring new clients in the existing market and also trying to enter a new market with our products. We are creating a good, strong marketing with all our existing clients, and whoever is coming new, we are trying to retain them and let's do business with them in the regularly way. Also, we would like to be inform all our investors and stakeholders that now company has officially recognized as a five-star export house from Government of India. This is the highest category for a five-star export house. We are also working to increasing our capacity from in existing plant. Also, we are trying to making agreement with another plant so we can serve the extent, the increasing growth what we are getting. Our newly last year we have started our plant which was going for under capacity. Now we are getting this plant inspected from various countries. Soon we will be getting the registration in various countries and we will be able to increase the capacity that will be produced in that United Agro Farm, and we will be going to serve from this plant to the countries where we are getting the permission and registration for this plant. We hope with the increasing demand of food, and we also hope with the food safety initiative that countries are making, HMA is 100% geared up with all its capacity, with its team, with its brand recognition in various markets. We are going to grow with a very good, stable growth, and with our team, we will be able to serve whatever demand we are getting. And this will make a strong growth in future for HMA. Now I would like to hand over for the closing remark to Mr. Nikhil to close this the presentation session, and then we will be able to have question from our stakeholders. Nikhil, hand over to you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Anu. In closing, I want to emphasize that HMA Agro Industries Limited is a well-positioned and sustained for growth. Our financial performance, enhanced by our recent achievements and strategic capacity expansion, sets the stage for continued success in the coming quarters. We remain committed to delivering value to our shareholders, customers, and partners through operational excellence, innovation, and a strong market presence. Further, we are proud of this quarter's strong performance, driven by our strategic decisions and operational excellence. With this momentum, we are confident of achieving enhanced growth in the near future and delivering sustained value to our stakeholders. Thank you to our dedicated team for their hard work and to our stakeholders for their continued support and confidence in HMA Agro Industries Limited. Together, we look forward to achieve even greater milestones. Thank you for your trust and support. We are now open the floor to your question and answer sessions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The first question comes from Rohan Parik from OHM Stock Brokers. Please go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Hello, sir. I'd like to congratulate you on your excellent performance this quarter. However, I had a few questions in terms of the margins, etc., that we are doing right now. So I have data quarterly from the year 2022, right? we've had consistent profit up until September, December 23. Then the profit dipped from 49.50 crores operating profit to directly minus 3 and then 8. So I want to know first that what happened in the past two quarters and why did the profits dip?
Actually, the whole impact is because of the tension going on in the GCC and Red Sea. The freight prices has been very, very unpredictable. It has increased 4 times what we used to pay before. And also, the demand and change in the pattern of buying of buyer has created panic in market, because few buyers are there who think if we bring our product from this way, maybe there was some problem. So few people are canceling their order, new people are buying their order. So the stability of sale price are not that good. But now things are getting better because everybody has seen there is a route from South Africa, Golden Hopes. Product can reach there. It will take some longer time for them. And also they are planning very perfectly now. So when you have good planning of demand, we can ask our client to pay us our prices. But when there is unstable demand, we have to do push marketing. So that's the only reason which create the tension in all Red Sea.
Right, sir. Okay. Sir, my second question is that we've seen typically historically 5 to 6% margins at peak in our business. What would be the continued margin that we would do going on from here?
The margin is only depend on purity, how smooth is business going on, what is the availability of raw materials. As we all know, this is an agri product, and we have to buy the buffalo. If there is an adverse weather impact, or if there is so many holidays in India, so that create our raw material expensive, because we have to be go to the, our suppliers or our vendors, they go to the villages where they buy the buffaloes and they send us, which is our main product. So the margin is depend on two factors. One is the availability of raw material, weather condition, and also the demand. If there is a stable demand, let's say we are looking forward and we have the data from the market. Now the fasting month, Ramadan, is coming in the first March. So we are getting good inquiries. If this demand we conclude, so we can increase the margins. But if there is an impact of chicken, the chicken price drop globally, that will impact the margin of red meat also. Because people always prefer what is the good source of protein available. Although the red meat is higher preference, but if there is a huge difference from the Brazilian chicken prices, so the margin shrink. But we are not having any kind of information from global market that there will be an impact. So we are hoping for good things to become, and we can finger cross to have our demand. We can able to demand good prices for our product.
Thanks, sir. One last question before I end the queue again. What is the USPPL capacity utilization in the current state, and what are our plans for the Europe export?
Europe is basically totally depend on the animal health status has to be recognized in the EU. But there are possibilities within 1 year or maybe 1.5 year or 2 year, Europe has to buy products from India. As we all know, what is the situation of Europe economy now, how much income their people are earning, and how much the ability to spend they have. So once there is a slowdown in economy, there is a slowdown in the purchase power of the people, the country has to be decide to bring cheap source of food first, food and medicine. So India is the only option available for Europe, because US, Brazil, Australia, New Zealand, these are the global competitor for India. Their prices are 2 or 3 times than our prices. So by any means, they has to be open India market. This is the only thing how strongly things has been taken up in the WTO. But we have already received data from India side and from another country side. Things are already started negotiating.
Right. And the USPPL capacity utilization currently, sir?
our capacity utilization, like we have the HMA group holds the capacity of 4 lakh metric ton yearly. So we are still under the capacity. Currently we are doing only 55 or 60%. So we are geared up with the thing. So whenever we receive extra demand, we are immediately taking it. Okay, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Next question comes from Atharva Kulkarni, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I just wanted to know what are your plans for CapEx this year and when do you plan to get it on board?
CapEx planning, we are still in making final decision with our team. And this question, whether we will apply, we will reply you separately because this is the open platform. So for this, I would like Nikhil to be in touch with you to reply you in better and good ways.
Okay, got it. And so my second question is regarding that you have put a capex of around 250 crores. So what? In what plant or in what specific have we put on that capex?
Actually, all the activities, economical activities are performing by our master company, which is HMA. So we don't put any capex on any plant actually. We already have a plant which is built. Only there is one new plant which is having only a small depth, which is called United Agro Farm.
Okay, sir. And so my last question would be that your guidance for FY27. So what growth levers are you seeing that would help you reach your guidance? What growth levers are you seeing currently?
The growth for Indian product, we can see with the growth or the slowdown in economy and also the increasing demand of protein. So once we are going to any exhibition, let's say we participate in any exhibition, we receive clients from all over the world. So once we start discussing with them, everybody very shocked. Oh, in Europe, we have the price for $7, $9, but you are able to supply in $3 or $4. So those are the market which will create a new growth for Indian product. And also the food security policies of various countries. Once you do Google, you will find every country who has the dependency of their food from import. They are very much worried about the food security. The recent example is Indonesia, Egypt. There are many countries, Malaysia, they are worried. So they are talking to the suppliers, countries, negotiating what will be the food you can supply. So recently, HMA has also made a one joint JV in Malaysia. This is the Selangor, Malaysian Selangor state government, which signed JV with us. So whatever demand they have, HMA will be able to supply them at the market price. So food security is the strongest point that will bring the growth to Indian meat industry.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles.
If there is no question, I think, Nikhil, we can close.
Sir, we don't have any questions, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, I'm sorry, sir. We have one question. A follow-up question from Rohan Parikh from OHM Stockbrokers. Please go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, I just want to ask one thing. We've been purchasing fixed assets since 2019, 9 crores and 22 crores and 20 crores and 70, 100 and 40. So what is this fixed asset purchasing that we've done and what is the asset turnover that we are currently standing on?
Can you repeat your question?
So, sir, if I look at the history, we've been purchasing fixed assets on the market every year. In the last 3 years, mm-hmm. we've gone aggressive and we've purchased almost 200 crores worth of assets. So what is mm-hmm. this asset that we are purchasing and what is the asset turnover that we are currently standing on?
200 crores assets.
Yeah, you have purchased fixed assets of 200 crores, which is seen in the cash flows of the business. So what is that number?
Mm-hmm. I think Nikhil will be able to reply you on your email. I don't think the figure will be correct or is it... Nikhil, can you please take the question on email and reply the personally?
Sure, sir.
Yes, sir. I'll share your email ID
and we will be...
Nikhil will help you out. No problem.
Done. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from Atharva Kulkarni, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just one question. I wanted to understand what is the raw material prices been over the years and how do you see the prices going forward?
Raw material prices, basically, as I reply in my first question, it was asked by the first caller, it basically depend on various factors. One is the availability of raw material. And another factor, the weather. When you see there is a very hot summer, so live animal is hard to traveling. So previously when they used to make the travel of in big trucks for 5 or 6 nodes, they have to travel with 2-3 nodes. So the transportation cost of the traveling from village to the cattle market is going to be add-on. So this will also make impact on raw material prices. And also same like when the adverse weather, when we have more rainy season, when we have very high dense fogs, so any adverse impact of weather impact on the raw material prices, it is not fixed and also it's depend on the demand. Once you see there is a uncertain demand, definitely the prices of raw material will be increased. But generally, we see when there is a, it is especially connected with the harvesting. If there is a good harvesting, so the raw material for livestock have a big impact on higher side on their prices in cattle market. Hello?
Yes, I got it. That was my question.
Yes. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. There are no further questions. Now I hand over the floor to Mr. Nikhil Sundrani for closing comments.
Okay, thank you all the investors, stakeholders for joining this call and thank you Mr. Ahmed for providing the answers for their questions and we will be connected in near future also. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Nitin.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Door Sabha's conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.